me. Oh, jeez. Oh, cripes. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show, 644. Brock Hunter.
I was watching his YouTube channel with this guy from, he was northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Had the heavy, heavy Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, that northern Wisconsin UP of Michigan accent. Something about it. I don't know what it is. It kind of bleeds over. Minnesota's got it too, and then it's
Minnesota. Yeah. I can't even do it really, but I guess I've never really noticed it.
Yeah.
Until that video, and I'm like, wow. Yeah, that's it for sure.
The O's and the A's. O's, I suppose. Oh, the O's and the A's are really different up there. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a mix of Canadian and, I don't know, hillbilly? Would that be the best way to describe it?
What was that one movie? Canadian Brew? Something like that?
Or Canadian Bacon you had with...
Canadian Bacon with John Candy.
John Candy. And then you had another one.
Strange Brew.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Or Escanaba into Moonlight. That's another good one where it's a Michigan one. It's the UP. It's basically Canada at that point. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or Fargo.
You reminded me of doing that when you open up this break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, when I'm drinking and I get with my old Wisconsin buddies, my thick Wisconsin accent comes out. Mm-hmm. But usually it's,
Tell sometimes. A little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said.
It's like 9-10 beers in, and then it's like, then I say cripes a lot. Cripes all Friday.
All Friday?
My O's and my A's get real weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
The booze likes to do it to you. I suppose.
But the Canadian comes
It's a little bit, I suppose, there. It all comes down. It's together. anyway, enough of my... this is one of the most beautiful accents in the world, all right? You take your English accent, your Australian... You just get... No, the northern Wisconsin UP accent.
That's it, huh?
Gorgeous. That's what everyone wants to hear, okay? Beautiful. This is the language of the gods, I suppose. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for Don't you know? I suppose there. Cripes all Friday. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
And, of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew, you know what they're doing. They're getting you fixed up back on the road quickly and safely. They're pretty good at it over there. Pretty good at it. Pretty good. Well, the Rolling Stones and U2 have made a lot of money from touring. Touring? What the hell? When am I doing it?
Kid can't even read.
Touring. Tour. You're going on tour.
Tour.
Doggy, going on tour. A lot of money from touring over the years. Pollstar, the concert industry publication, in celebration of its 40th anniversary, has put together a list of the top touring artists of the Pollstar era. It ranks the 150 headlining acts over the time, compiled thousands of box office reports, and the top two acts are the Rolling Stones and U2. The Stones are ranked by gross, this is nuts, $2.165 billion from 22.14 million tickets sold, and U2 ticket sales over 26 million for a gross of $2.128 billion. That's how much they've made from touring, according to this poll.
It's an insane amount of money. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't like U2.
No? I like early U2. I'm not a huge fan of, 90s.
I don't know. Listen to it, and I'm like, this is it, huh? This is the greatest?
Yeah.
This is the best that...
It's a big band,
best
man.
We got, huh?
It's a big band. I mean, I don't think anything can be taken away from what they did in the 80s and in early 90s, I mean, they were massive. They were everywhere. Huge albums. Mm-hmm. You look at the Joshua Tree, War.
No, there are a lot better artists out there for sure.
No, I'm not saying that. But they do have some good stuff.
Overrated.
15 acts surpassed $1 billion gross, but only the Stones and U2 surpassed $2 billion.
I mean, that's not overrated. Like if I was talking to them right now and I was like, hey, you're overrated, they would be like, hey, what's that number again?
Yeah, just over $2 billion.
$1 billion, right. Yeah. I guess you're right.
At what point are you allowed to wear sunglasses all the time? Is that
when
like
you make
a,
2. What? How many? What?
2.128 billion. That's what it. Yeah.
You can wear sunglasses anywhere you want.
Give yourself cool names like Bono and the Edge. Right? Is that what it is? Yep. Is that what it is? That's how Keith Richards is able to stay alive. He's got all this money, so he's got all the fresh
body
parts.
God's money.
Yeah. God's money will keep you alive. Other acts that have sold more than 20 million tickets include Dave Matthews Band and Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band as well. So
yeah, I like Dave Matthews. Great band.
See, now, Dave Matthews, I only like one or two. Like, I appreciate it, but he does that jam band. That's all I can think of now. Anybody know what he's saying? No. Dave doesn't even know what he's saying. But I am surprised that 15 bands were able to make over $1 billion. Because, folks, again, over $1 billion in tickets, that's a lot of money.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
It's an insane amount of money.
Yeah. Just for going up there on stage and playing.
Sell tickets to this show.
No, we'd owe people money. That's the problem. And to add in, Bruce Springsteen, who just sold his catalog for what, $500 million?
How was that possible? How much money is there out there?
Again, it's just all made up. That's Monopoly money.
It's just
at this
all
point.
Digital numbers. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you get. It's like Monopoly money at this point.
Yeah, just Monopoly money. That's all it is. But anyway, congrats on the Stones and you two for making billions of dollars. Nice job, guys. Nice job. You're doing it right. Doing it right. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, August 3rd, 1987, a very important day, in the hair metal world. Def Leppard released their album Hysteria. Dude,
nice.
Massive album. Mutt Lang produced it. Obviously, legendary producer Mutt Lang was behind the making of this. And when you look at the songs on this one album, all right, one album that they released, and they'd already pretty much established themselves as, a premier a rock band, metal band. Mm-hmm. You had Animal on there, Pour Some Sugar on Me. You had Hysteria, obviously the title track, Armageddon It, Love Bites. I think this had end up having 6 singles total released off this album.
I miss it when there was pressure of having good, like an entirely good album.
Yeah.
Now it's like you just need one good song.
Yeah.
To digit, so you can get all those digital downloads. There was more music back in the day because of that, right?
No, I think there's more music now because it's easier to get it out. I think you had more, maybe.
Better music.
Nah, and I don't want to say that because I don't want to take. It's just now it's so saturated.
Think about that, though. Entire albums were good back in the day. Now that. Name one now.
But here's the thing.
An entire album.
Here's the thing. Well, the last Metallica album. Not Death Magnetic. What was the one after that? People are screaming. Metallica albums. Hardwired, right?
Hardwired.
I mean, that was a front to back album. Front to back.
That's a good song.
You know, 2016. Sure. But again, though, here's what it is, Hunter. Is that I don't think there was better music made back then. It's just nowadays it's so saturated. So you kind of got to sift through the less than stellar stuff. And yeah, you can have artists that just come out and drop like one good track and then you don't even see an album. Sometimes that happens. Right. But back then, I think maybe there was more pressure or it just was. All the good stuff was focused on, and then all the other stuff kind of fell out to the side. But now, I mean, you got SoundCloud rappers. Like, Hunter, you and I today,
exactly.
After this break, could go on SoundCloud and release a song, and it would just be out there. It would just be out there.
I just feel like the pressure of releasing the CD, the album, of hey, we're trying to sell this product, so we got to make it really good.
It's got to be a banger, for sure, so. Yeah, I just think there's almost too much now. That's the problem because literally anyone
saturated
can record something. But they're hysteria. And they spent, you know, months writing, you know, a month in the studio producing. And then, all right, here we go. This is what we got, you know. So, but killer album, man. One of my favorites. One of my favorites. But all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.